An excerpt from the book Heaven and Hell by Allan Kardec, Part 2, Chapter 6, Les Mieres. Condemned to death by the Assize Court at Assini and executed on December 31st, 1857, evoked on January 29th, 1858. And so Kardec began with his questions. Evocation.
I'm here.
What are your feelings at seeing us?
Shame.
Did you remain conscious up to the last moment?
Yes.
Immediately after your execution, were you aware of your new existence?
I was plunged into great confusion, and I haven't yet come out of it. I felt a serene pain, and it seemed like it was my heart that suffered it. I saw something I couldn't recognize it roll at the foot of the scaffold. Then I saw blood flowing, and my pain became even more acute.
Was it a purely physical pain, similar to that caused by a serious wound, by the amputation of a limb, for example?
No, it was more like remorse, a great mental pain.
When did you start feeling it?
As soon as I was free.
Was the physical pain caused by the execution felt in your body or in your spirit?
The mental pain was in my spirit. My body felt the physical pain, but my spirit, separated from the body, also felt the physical pain.
Did you see your mutilated body?
I saw something formless, which seemed I was still part of. However, I felt myself intact outside of it. I was myself.
What impressions did this sight make on you?
I felt my pain a lot. I was completely lost in it.
Is it true that the body still continues to live for a few moments after being beheaded, and that the execution victim remains conscious of his thoughts?
The spirit withdraws little by little. The more the material ties interlace it, the less prompt its separation.
Some have said that they have seen an expression of anger and physical movements on certain execution victims' faces, as if they wanted to speak. Is that an effect of nervous contractions or an actual act of the will?
Of the will, since the spirit hasn't left yet.
What did you feel first upon entering your new existence?
Unbearable suffering, a sort of acute remorse whose cause I didn't know.
Did you find yourself in the company of your accomplices who were executed at the same time?
To our disgrace, yes. Seeing one another is constant torment. Each blames the others for his crime.
Have you encountered your victims?
I see them. They are happy. Their gaze persecutes me. I feel it piercing deep inside of me. I try to flee it in vain.
What feelings do you experience when you see them?
Shame and remorse. I myself caused it, but I still hate them for it.
What feeling do they experience at your sight?
Pity.
Do they display hatred and the desire for vengeance?
No, their wishes are for my expiation. You can't imagine the horrible torture in owing everything to those we hate.
So do you regret your corporeal life?
I regret only my crimes. If I had it to do it all over again, I wouldn't succumb.
Was the penchant toward evil in your very nature, or were you influenced more by the environment in which you lived?
The tendency towards evil was in my very nature because I was an inferior spirit. I wanted to ascend too quickly and ask for more than I was capable of. I thought I was strong, and so I chose a tough trial. But I gave in to the temptations of evil.
If you had received a solid education, would you have bypassed a life of crime?
Yes, but I had chosen beforehand the conditions into which I was born.
Could you have become a moral man?
A weak man, incapable of doing either good or evil. During my life, I could have corrected the evil of my nature, but I could not have raised myself up to the good.
Do you believe in God while alive?
No.
Nevertheless, it is said that at the last moment you repented. Is that true?
I believe in a vengeful God. I was afraid of his justice.
And now, is your repentance more sincere?
Alas, I can see what I have done.
What do you think about God now?
I sense him, but I don't comprehend him.
Do you think the punishment inflicted upon you on earth was just?
Yes.
Do you expect to be forgiven for your crimes?
I don't know.
How do you intend to redeem them?
Through new trials. But it seems like there is an eternity between them and me.
Where are you now?
I am in my suffering.
We mean, in what place?
Right next to the medium.
Since you are here, in what form would you appear to us if we could see you?
In my bodily form, my head separated from my body.
Could you appear to us?
No, leave me be.
Would you tell us how you escaped from the prison at Montdidier?
I don't know anymore. My suffering is so great that I have nothing but the memory of my crime. Leave me be.
Can we bring any relief to your suffering?
Pray for my expiation to come.